Today, the woman they call the D.C. Madam outlined her planned defense strategy in public for the first time. Deborah Jean Palfrey is accused of running a high-dollar prostitution ring in Washington, D.C. She says it was a legal escort service, and she expects to enlist some of the Capitol's top power brokers to help her make that case, whether they like it or not. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
Deborah Jean Palfrey says her defense strategy depends on an unusual ally, ABC News. She gave the network some of the telephone records for the escort service that she ran for 13 years. Now, Palfrey said, reporters there are translating phone numbers into names. Here's part of what she said about the network outside of the federal courthouse in Washington after a hearing today.
I do expect their reporting to help identify potential witnesses for my defense. For me, this is an absolute necessity since the government has placed me in the untenable position whereby I do not have sufficient monies to undertake this extraordinarily expensive task on my own.
One senior Bush administration official already resigned on Friday after ABC News identified him as one of Palfrey's clients. Randall Tobias ran foreign aid programs at the State Department. He told ABC he only received legitimate services, like massages, from the escorts he hired. Palfrey wants Tobias and others to say that on the witness stand.
Friday's admission by Mr. Tobias that he engaged in legal activity while a customer of my firm supports my position all along that I operated a sexual, albeit legal, business for 13 years from 1993 to 2006.
Palfrey apologized to Tobias and his family, but she said she needs him to make her case. Palfrey's civil lawyer, Montgomery Blair Sibley, said Tobias and others may have no choice but to testify on his client's behalf.
When they are served with a subpoena to appear and testify under oath, we expect them to tell the truth, and we expect them to show up because nobody is above the law in this country, as this case is rapidly pointing out.
According to the ABC News website, the list of customers who could become witnesses includes a Bush administration economist, the head of a conservative think tank, a prominent CEO, several lobbyists, and a handful of military officials. Earlier this month, Palfrey identified another customer as Harlan Ullman. He developed military strategies for the Iraq War during President Bush's first term. Ullman has said the allegation is beneath the dignity of comment. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.